This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A member of an Islamic State cell known as the Beatles was sentenced to life in prison on Friday for his involvement in the kidnap and killing of four Americans. A federal district court judge in Alexandria, Virginia, sentenced El-Shafi El-Sheikh on Friday for lethal hostage-taking and conspiracy to commit murder. A jury found El-Sheikh guilty in April of charges that included lethal hostage-taking. His cell, nicknamed the Beatles for their English accents, has been ruled responsible for the kidnap and beheadings of journalists James Foley and Stephen Sutloff and aid workers Peter Kassig and Kayla Mueller. Speaking to reporters outside of court, the mother of James Foley, Diane Foley, said the sentence is a warning to other terrorists.
The 67 U.S. nationals are counting on you, President Biden, counting on our country. Let us insist that our U.S. passport mean that our government must and will help Americans.
That again was Diane Foley, the mother of James Foley, a victim of the Islamic State Beatles cell, one of whom was sentenced to life in prison on Friday. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region says a fire late Thursday at a munitions depot near the Russian village of Timonovo has led to the evacuation of both Timonovo and the village of Soloti on Ukraine's northeastern border. The governor said Friday there were no casualties and no one has yet claimed responsibility for starting that fire. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.